Every year, hundreds of volunteers work to clear plastics and other garbage from areas along the Great Lakes and its tributaries. It's an effort that takes place through the Alliance for the Great Lakes. They lead cleanup events in areas like Buffalo, Rochester, Cleveland, Detroit, and Chicago. Nate Drag from the Alliance spearheads the program in Western New York.
So when we do beach cleanups with our volunteers in the Adopt a Beach program, we find a ton of different things. Of all the items that we find, about 80 to 85% of them are partially or fully comprised of plastic. So that includes straws, cups, forks and knives, plastic bags, even cigarette butts, which partially are comprised of plastic.
This year, they've collected 431 plastic bags in the Western New York region, and across the Great Lakes Basin, over 15,000 single-use plastic bags.
Ripped bags, partial bags, full bags, bags full of other garbage. So it's definitely part of the problem, and there's a lot of other plastic stuff out there. I wouldn't say bags are the number one item, but they're there, and they're visible, and they can entangle wildlife, and they're just unsightly as well. You know, they get stuck in fences, and when you go to a beach and you see visible debris like that, it discourages people from being stewards of the beach, and it discourages people from coming back to the beach. It has a social and economic impact as well as ecological.
Drag says altogether this year, about 39,000 pounds of trash was collected across the Great Lakes states. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.